tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.
Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd. Fa'audu billahi min ash-shaytani rajeem, bismillahir rahmanir raheem. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Rasulullah, as-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayki ya Nabiyullah, wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Dear viewers of Madani channel, welcome and marhaba to another episode of the series Dimensions of Islamic Life. Inshallah, in today's episode and program, we are going to discuss the Islamic value of mutual respect. Inshallah, as usual, before we go further into our topic of discussion, let's first and foremost remember to recite Salat ala Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet of Rahmah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that the closest person to me on the Day of Judgment will be the one who has recited the most Salat upon me. So let's recite together Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, I'm in the company of Maulana Naushad Madani Damat Barakatumul Aliyah, as he always accompanies us, alhamdulillah, and adds beauty to the screen, mashallah. Jazakallah, Sayyidi, and welcome to the silsila.
Jazakallah for having me.
So, alhamdulillah, Sayyidi, this topic of having mutual respect among us, the Muslims, to show respect to one another. First of all, respect is earned, it's not given. So one who wants to be respected, firstly, one needs to learn that I need to respect others in order to gain respect. It can't be the case that I go about disrespecting and insulting all and sundry, and then the entire world must come and respect me. With this attitude, we cannot go forward, as this is un-Islamic at the same time. And we do not put others down to bring ourselves up. This is not the Islamic value. But Islamic value is that of humility. Is that of showing respect even to those who don't like you. Be the first person to make salam. Be the first person to pick up the phone and ask, how are you doing, my brother? And this is how we can strengthen our beautiful bond as a Muslim, as a society, as a family, subhanAllah. It is mentioned that a fire worshipper used to get his clothes sewn by Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah Khayyat rahimahullah ta'ala, and would give a fake coin each time he rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh accepted knowingly. Meaning this person would give him for his hard work fake coin instead of giving a valuable coin, a valuable currency, and then and this great wali of Allah, he would accept it, subhanAllah, knowingly. Not that he doesn't know.
SubhanAllah.
He knows that it is fake. Then once in his absence, he wasn't there, and his apprentice, he was there in his place. So this person came again to get something sewn. And this time the apprentice, he said, no, this is fake coin. I'm not going to accept it. He refused to accept. When Sayyidina Shaykh Abu Abdullah Khayyat rahimahullah returned and learned about the situation, he asked the apprentice, why didn't you take the coin? For many years he has been giving me fake coins which I have always accepted.
Allah.
So that he will not give it to any other Muslim.
SubhanAllah.
Allahu Akbar. Look at the beauty of the thought process, subhanAllah. Selflessness. Allahu Akbar. This is the same teaching which we are taught by the Sahaba Ikram, subhanAllah. It's a beautiful, terrible way. One Sahabi Rasul in the battlefield, he's badly injured. So the person, the narrator of this parable, he says that I went to give him water while he was breathing his last. And when I took the water to him, he said, don't worry about me. There's this brother here next to me who's also injured. He needs it more. And then when he goes there, he also points him to a person in another direction. And then finally when he goes to a third person, Before he reaches there, he has passed away.
Allah.
He comes back to the second person. He has also left this world. He comes back to the first person whom he initially went to help. And he found out that he had also left this mundane world. Subhanallah. Look at the selflessness of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are the Islamic values. And this beautiful parable we learn, it is mentioned in Ihya Ulumuddin, that Sayyidina Abu Abdullah Khayyat rahimahullah ta'ala, he would take the coin from him knowingly that these are fake coins. They hold no value. But that he remembered the fact that if I don't take it, it's going to go to someone else, some other innocent person. And he said, rather let me take it, let me take the loss, so others don't have to bear the burden of this loss.
So these are highest levels of selflessness, which is part of respect as well. Because respect starts with the individual. In fact, self-respect is where we need to start. You respect yourself enough that you don't do things that are forbidden, because then there's going to be punishment. So you take care of yourself. You respect yourself enough to do that, to obey Allah Azza wa Jalla and Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Since we are talking about mutual respect, meaning respect goes both ways, right? There's a lovely saying actually, that if somebody respects you, respect them. And if somebody disrespects you, respect them. Don't go down to their level. Okay, this person is swearing at me, disrespecting me, insulting me. What is my response? To behave the same? What's the difference between me and that person then? Best is to walk away.
Don't wrestle with the pig.
It's a good way of putting it. So even the person who disrespects us, I know it's hard on the nafs. It is hard. If somebody is swearing at you, you just want to roll up your sleeves and sort the person out. It takes a strong-willed person not to reply, not to engage in the same kind of conversation. So respect is something that we need to develop. And Islam teaches us practically to refine one's character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in summary of hadith, one of the best things a father or a parent can teach the child is good manners. Part of good manners is respect. Now, respect, firstly for yourself, for other people, doesn't matter what their background is. By respecting the individual doesn't mean I agree with them. So if I have a different opinion to somebody else and I respect their opinion, that's your opinion, okay. Doesn't mean I'm accepting. So respect doesn't mean acceptance. But out of maybe empathy or sympathy, or to give the person their due, to keep their honor, I give the respect. I'll listen to the person. Then we come to the different forms of respect yourself. Obviously, parents have a different type of respect for your spouse, for your children, for fellow Muslims, fellow human beings. Everybody has the right to be respected. This we need to keep in mind. Even if the person is your employee or your subordinate, you over the person as a manager or whatever your position is, that does not give you a right to talk anyhow to the person. Even the person who's collecting garbage, give them respect. If they don't do it, imagine what's going to happen to us. That garbage is going to lie in our homes and there's going to be pollution everywhere. They're doing a huge favor actually. And subhanallah azza wa jal, His Eminence Amir Ahl Sunnah Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, founder of Dawud Islami, Kamil Wali of Allah Azza wa Jal, he advises us something so beautiful. Even you give respect and you talk politely to a one-day-old baby.
Subhanallah.
Person will think baby doesn't know nothing. Just goo-goo gaga. Can't talk, can't understand. But see, the thing is, there's two benefits here. One is a one-day-old baby, as a baby is growing up, you keep giving respect, you keep talking politely, using good words, nice words. The baby is going to learn adab in this way also. The baby will learn respect, respectful talk, respectful speech, and your own character will be developed as well. even by communicating respectfully to a toddler or a small child as well.
Alhamdulillah. So children, as you mentioned, they learn by looking at your behavior. One thing is parents telling them, teaching them the value of respect and so on and so forth. But they see otherwise. They don't see it. They just hear it.
Action speaks louder than words. If I am telling my child that you must be respectful, don't use slang, don't use bad words, and they hear me using bad words, maybe it's with my spouse, for example. I'm screaming, I'm shouting, I'm using curse words. So that will have a bigger impact on their minds. Maybe they can't say anything, they can't do anything. It's going in their minds, in their brains. It's registering, it's getting registered in their minds. This is the behavior of my mother or my father or my uncle, whoever it is. And they grow up like this. So what we are telling them, we must also display it practically through our actions. Because our deen is something practical. You learn and you practice. You learn how to eat, how to speak, how to talk, and you practice it. That's when you get the benefit of that knowledge.
SubhanAllah. Say there, something about subconscious conditioning. Dr. Iqbal, he very beautifully says that be adab ma ba adab aulad jan sakti, meaning a disrespectful mother cannot give birth to a respectful child. Just like, and then he gives example, just like a mine of iron, where iron is produced, it cannot produce gold, or vice versa. I mean, even whatever the root is, the fruit is going to be affected by the quality of the root or the quality of the nurturing that child. And similarly, if parents are that way and they haven't given them good manners, good akhlaq, good upbringing, then the children are going to come out wayward. And no father has given his child a better gift than the good upbringing, good manners, subhanAllah. So this is how much Islam places importance on mutual respect, growing up your children in a respectful manner. Teach them the value of mutual respect between the family members, you know, respect to people of family, parents, siblings, and so on. And then people of the society, neighbors, subhanAllah. Allah Azza wa Jal teaches us in the glorious Quran that respect is for Allah, is for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and respect is for all the believers.
SubhanAllah.
So if that believer, even if he's a grass cutter, he's a believer.
Yes.
And we mustn't think of others' jobs. Doesn't mean we are sitting in an office that has air conditioning. We are doing 9-to-5 jobs, sitting on a desk in front of a computer, that we are better than those who are sweeping the street. Why? Because if it wasn't for them, that job wouldn't be done. That the streets and the area, the atmosphere wouldn't be clean, and there would be germs breeding everywhere, and you would be affected. So as a result of that person, the kind of job the person has, Allahu Akbar, that shouldn't be our way of thinking, but rather to look at this person. He is so humble. He has taken up on this job which nobody wants. And he is actually doing everyone a favor. That I am doing it, so you don't have to. He didn't have to do it. And alhamdulillah, in this way, we learn to respect one another despite our social standing, social, you know, norms, such as, you know, if a person goes and does some manual labor, people disregard such people. Like if somebody is doing manual labor, those belonging to the high society, belonging to affluent families, those people don't like to go to their homes. Why? Because it's below them to go and pay the respect, even if they are their neighbors.
Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to visit the homes of Sahaba who are also poor, financially poor. So who are we? Am I one that has become a slave to my desires and I have pride? Then that's going to lead to my downfall. All those so-called mundane jobs that are there are integral parts to a proper, smooth functioning of society. So whoever it can be, Islam teaches me that, you know what, that certain amount of respect needs to be there for different individuals. Yes, if you want to disrespect anybody, disrespect shaitan. Something very beautiful Islam teaches us, you mentioned this earlier, and that is in the greeting of Islam, which is salam. That is not just a greeting. It's a dua that you are making for another Muslim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Mercy of Allah, peace be upon you, the mercy of Allah, the blessings of Allah azza wa jal. But if we understand the inner dimension of what salam is all about, then subhanallah azza wa jal, you know, we'll have such a better harmonious society. That when I'm making salam to that Muslim, that his dignity, his honor is safe with me. His family, his respect, his wealth, all of those things is safeguarded by me, is protected by me as another Muslim. It's not just a ritual salam, that's all. Salam, assalamu alaikum. There's a deeper meaning behind it. That his everything must be in your protection. That's part of respect as well. Because if I don't like somebody, this is a way I can disrespect them, backbiting. If I backbite somebody, am I respecting them or not? I'm disrespecting them because although they are not there, they are absent, I'm talking bad about them or I'm carrying tales. So these are different ways of showing respect, not only by talking respectfully to the person, but by behaving respectfully to the person through my actions. And when the person is not there, if his name comes up, I talk good things only. Or at least if somebody is talking bad about them, then I stop them. That, you know what, no, I don't want to hear these things. You have a problem, you go directly discuss it with them. That's also keeping up the honor and respect of another Muslim. So these are different ways of showing respect to other Muslims. We should apply in our lives.
Inshallah, definitely, Sayyidi. And respect goes a long way. And there are so many different kinds of people that we associated with as human beings. Alhamdulillah. First of all, it must start at home.
Absolutely.
There's no point that you are an honorable person outside your home. Everyone holds you in high regards. But at home, you are a completely different person. Mm-hmm. And Allah. You don't stay with your own family gracefully. Mm. Your own children are frightened of you. They don't like you. When you enter home, it's like, oh, he's come back. You know, they have this kind of thought process when you arrive home that, no, now we can't do anything because Hazrat has come home. Now, this is not the personality that we want to develop for ourselves.
True.
And inshallah, ask your family members from time to time when you are on a good day, alhamdulillah. Because there are certain flaws that we have. We may not be aware of them ourselves until someone points it out. And your family members, they have your best interest at heart. Your parents, your spouses, your siblings, your children for that matter. And they can bring out the good in you, inshallah. Mm-hmm. And if they advise you that, you know what, you do certain things which we don't appreciate, then inshallah, we need to lend an ear, respect their opinions, and then take advice, take nasiha from them, learn from each other, inshallah, azza wa jal. And that is another way of showing mutual respect, respecting each other's stance on matters. In one family, not everybody is on the same page. There are going to be conflicts, there are going to be different of opinions,
yes,
a difference of opinions. And we can't say, no, what I say goes. Then that means we don't respect other people's opinions. And at the same time, we expect others to respect our opinion. Whatever I say goes. It's my view.
This is also a teaching of Islam, to make mashwara.
Yes.
consultation, even with your children. Ask their opinion. Don't feel like, no, kids, what they know. You'll be surprised. The kind of information they have access to, what they discuss amongst their peers. You know, they're discussing things that we never thought about when we were small. So ask their opinion. Ask your kids, even if they're little. It teaches them this concept of mashwara, to consult with people. It doesn't mean whatever they say, you have to do it. But at least they will feel a part of the discussion. Back in the days, okay, when the big people are talking, hey, we were scared to come there. That, hey, they'll chase us away, they'll scold us, whatever it is. It's different today, no? Big people are there. The kids, they come and sit down. They come and say a few things. You know, they got this little boldness in them. So if you're having some good discussion, include them also. They feel included. They feel like wanted, part of the family. So who knows you better than your parents, your spouse, your close-knit family? They know you better than the strangers outside. Sure. So when they give their opinions and advise you, as you said, that, you know, certain things, certain flaws that you have, take it as a constructive criticism. Don't go start disrespecting them and, no, you know, you only look at the negatives in me. And no, if it's something valid, appreciate it. That's a way of showing respect also, to show appreciation. If it's something which is invalid, then fine, no problem. That's your opinion. So that's how we can mutually give and get respect.
It reminds me, Sayyidi, of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And we see that in the life of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, his son, when the command came to go and offer his sacrifice in the court of Allah, he wasn't an adult at the time. And Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, which is mentioned in the Quran, he goes and asks him, you know, what is your opinion? I have been commanded to do this,
Subhanallah.
To follow the to obey the command of Allah. What is your opinion? And then he says that, my father, do as you have been commanded, and you will find me patient. Subhanallah. So look at how he is making mashwara with his child, that what is your input in this year? And the child is ever ready, subhanallah, like father, like son. And he says, Labbaik, subhanallah, to the command of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan, Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala, he also says about a beautiful verse of the Holy Quran where Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to consult with each other, make mashwara. And he says, under the tafsir of the verse, that when children are young, small, okay, we as parents don't have to make mashwara with them. But then when they grow big, we can't just tell them, go do this, do that. No, it has to change. Because they are no longer little children.
Yes.
Then we need to have a mashwara with them. Sit them down. I'm planning on doing this. What is your input? Do you see it fit? Inshallah Azza wa Jal. And likewise, if we take them into confidence, then they will also get some confidence in their life. That, you know what, my parents, they hold me in high regards. So they also wouldn't do something to put you down. Because they got a reputation to uphold now. They know that his parents, that they hold him in high esteem.
Yes.
They respect me. So it's my duty that I must show greater respect.
If you're in such a situation that is, or environment that is toxic, the people are toxic, they're always disrespecting, insulting, then you need to walk away from that. Okay? Doesn't mean that you give respect, but you stay stuck in that toxic environment. No, if you can't change it, walk away from that. It's not good for your own personal development. But you must not become like that. That, you know, they say some people get happy when a person enters the room, and others get happy when the person leaves the room. So don't become that kind of a person. That when I leave the room, everybody's, oh, we can breathe now. Like, you know, be the one that when you're arriving, the eyes light up. Or you be in the company of those people that respect you. That when the person arrives, you get happy. Hey, but this person came. You know, so mutual respect is something that is ingrained in the teachings of Islam. We look at Sahaba Ikram, we look at the pious people. I mean, they only had respect for each other. And they practically demonstrated that respect for each other.
So beautiful, Allah Azza wa Jal states, Ruhamau Bainahum, that was the quality of the Sahaba, that they were loving among themselves, loving and tender and merciful, subhanAllah. And we need to have that sort of attitude with one another.
True.
That it shouldn't be the case that you rub someone off the other way. You know, ruffle someone's feathers the wrong way. That shouldn't be our attitude, but our attitude should be the one that if someone else insults you, you be the bigger person and ignore it. As the Sahaba Ikram, they also used to say that if you say this about me, and they used to tell them, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive you.
Subhanallah.
If I have this trait, then may Allah forgive me.
Allah.
But if I don't, then may Allah forgive you.
Subhanallah.
It's such a beautiful way of responding to an insult. And here our faces change color like you won't believe. How come they said this to me? Me, Allahu Akbar. This is what we need to change, inshaAllah. Masa, we have a beautiful kalam. MashaAllah, and it is by our brother Sabtar Akhtari Attari, Damat Barakatum Ghaliya. And this kalam is very near and dear to my heart. As-salam, ya Nabi, as-salam, subhanAllah. And this is the kalam composed by Sayyidina Huzur Mufti Azim Mahid, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Let's inshaAllah Azza wa Jal take a break and listen to this kalam, and we shall return and discuss our topic today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
Rab ke pyare raj dulare, तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे रब के प्यारे राज दुलारे तुम हो हमारे हम हैं तुम्हारे ऐ दामाने रहमत वाले तुम पर लाखों सलाम
अस्सलाम As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam. As-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, as-salam ya Nabi, ya Nabi, as-salam.
De diye tumko apne khazane, Rab-e-Izzat, Rab-e-Ulaa ne de diye tumko apne khazane Rab-e-Izzat, Rab-e-Ulaa ne dono jahan ki ne'mat wale tum par laakhon salaam assalam Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa,
Mustafa, Mustafa, Mambao lissafa, Sayyidul Anbiya, Mishfa'lu fil wafa, Mustafiyat fihi, Limstafa madifa,
Mustafa, Mustafa, Mambao lissafa, Sayyidul Anbiya, Mish'alun fil wafa, Kana fi yakfihi, Lilyatama difa, Hanna qalbi lahu, فاض شوقا إلي ليس أرجو سوى شربة من يدي الصلاة علي والسلام علي للسماء التقى فأتى بالنقى وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا وغدا وجهه نيرا مشرقا عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا ہے سفارا سب حور ملک اور غلمہ خلد سجاتے ہیں ایک دوم گے عرش اعظم پر مہمان خدا کے آتے ہیں عرش علا پر رب نے بلایا اپنا جلوہ خاص دکھایا خلوت والے جلوت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
قمرون 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 سیدنا النبی قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وكف المصطفى كالورد نادي
الله الله
وعطرها يبقى إذا مست أيادي
الله الله
وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد وأما نبالوها كل العباد حبيب الله يا خير البرايا
قمرون 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 سيدنا النبي قمرون وجميل سيدنا النبي وجميل
بو جهل لئيك الما پڑتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا سمت نبی بو جہل گیا آقا سے اس نے یہ کہا گر ہو نبی بتلاؤ ذرا میری مٹھی میں ہے کیا آقا کا فرمان ہوا اور فضل رحمان ہوا مٹھی سے کنکر بولا لا الہ الا اللہ
حسبی ربی جل اللہ ما فی قلبی غیر اللہ نور محمد صلی اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ
بو جہل لئی کلمہ پڑھتا دیکھا ہی نہیں اس نے شاہا پردوں والی صورت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
مولا یا صلی وسلم دائماً ابداً على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي صلي علي يا ربي سلم علي يا ربي صلي علي صلوات الله علي مولاي صلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
يا
ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ خواب میں اپنا جلوہ دکھاؤ نوری کو تم نوری بناؤ اے چمکیلی رنگت والے تم پر لاکھوں سلام
السلام علیک یا یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ السلام علیک یا یا رسول اللہ السلام علیک یا حبیبی یا نبی اللہ
رقت عيناي شوقا ولطيبة ذرفت عشقا فأتيت إلى حبيبي فاهدأ يا قلب ورفقا صلي على محمد
السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله السلام عليك يا يا رسول الله السلام عليك يا حبيبي يا نبي الله يا رسول الله
أنت نور الله فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا علاك قدرا يا ختام الأنبياء أيها المختار فينا زادنا الحب حنينا جئتنا بالخير دينا يا ختام المرسلين يا حبيبي يا رسول الله يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك يا نبي سلام عليك يا رسول سلام عليك يا حبيب سلام عليك صلوات الله عليك
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وسلم Welcome back dear viewers السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي السلام يا نبي يا نبي السلام سبحان الله beautiful كلام and mashallah we are back to discuss our topic today and that is the Islamic value of mutual respect Inshallah, Maulana Sahib has mentioned beautiful Madani pearls in this regard. And as we were discussing that those people who are closest to us, it should start there and then inshallah extend outwardly. Just as the beautiful slogan of your Dawat Islami is that I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world. Inshallah Azza wa Jal. So likewise, the respect for a Muslim must start at home, extend it to your neighbors, and then to your colleagues, to your friends, the people of the society, and then inshallah azza wa jal, there will be a snowball effect as Muazzam has mentioned. If everyone, imagine if everyone started doing this, respect the others, then there would be no room for any distaste. And the world will be a better place, inshallah azza wa jal. We have the capacity to change our attitude, our akhlaq, our situation, and we need Allah's help in this. This inshallah, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. to adorn us with the beautiful akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Parents and Dhawil Arham, those who have blood relation in respect of closeness, they deserve to be treated with utmost respect and kindness in society. But unfortunately, very little attention is paid to this matter now. Some people look very humble and sociable in public, but they mistreat their own family members, especially their parents. Allahu Akbar. Here's a hadith for such people, that to show among the people what a good personality they have. They can smile, they can have a fake smile at times, just to bluff people. But when they are back home, they lash out at their family members, disrespect their parents. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu has narrated that the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, three people will not enter heaven. One who distresses his parents. The second person is the youth. And the third person is the woman who adopts masculine style.
Allah.
In this hadith, the word the youth is used. The youth is the person who does not care about his the female folk in his family, whether it's his wife or any other mahram woman. If they are displaying any indecent behavior with other men, they totally overlook these factors. Such a person is the youth. They are those people who have ruined the akhirah with their own hands. It is stated about such people that the youth is deprived of heaven and deserving of hell. Allahu Akbar. So, in the first thing Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned in this hadith, that those who distress their parents, that kind of people will not go to heaven, will not go to Jannah.
Allah.
And we all make dua, Ya Allah, grant us Jannah. But our actions, they scream so loud that we don't want Jannah. This conflict, let's inshallah will make our action correspond to our words, our du'as, back our du'as, our wishes, the desire for the hereafter with our actions, inshallah. And that will make all the difference. The beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given this beautiful nasiha for us. Alhamdulillah. The noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the right of an elder brother upon his younger brother is like the right which a father has upon his offspring.
Subhanallah.
So as a younger brother, wouldn't you show respect? It is mentioned, Sayyidi, that once Sayyidina Imam Abu Huraira, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was some distaste or conflict between the two brothers. And they are the flowers from the garden of Sayyida Fatima Zahra, radiallahu ta'ala anha. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to say, they are my two flowers from the dunya.
Subhanallah.
And they are Sayyidina Imam Hassan and Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Imam Hussein being the younger brother and Imam Hassan being the elder brother. And there was this conflict between them. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he went to Sayyidina Imam Hussein and he says to him that, why don't you be the first person to go and mend the relationship? Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, yes, I would love to do that. I'm all for it. But I heard the Nana Jan Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying that the one who mends the relationship first, the one who's first to come and take care of this deteriorating relationship, he will be the first to enter Jannah.
Allah.
And I don't want to enter Jannah before my elder brother Imam Hussein, Imam Hassan radiallahu ta'ala. So when Sayyidina Huraira radiallahu ta'ala heard this, he said, well, you got a valid point. He went to Imam Hassan and he said to him that I went to your brother and this is what he said to me. He said, my brother has spoken the truth.
Allah.
Alhamdulillah, they came together after that. Look at the beautiful way of thinking. I mean, the two princes, subhanallah, they are the leader of the youth in paradise.
Bishak.
And what our youth do? Somebody did something to hurt your ego. You are all up in arms.
Mm.
But here, the brotherly love that is displayed between the two brothers, the respect Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for his elder brother Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, which is in correspondence to what the beloved Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaches us, that the right of an elder brother upon his younger brother is like the right which a father has upon his offspring.
Subhanallah. Respect and love go hand in hand.
Alhamdulillah.
If there's no mutual respect, then cordial relations can never be established, Huzur. That a friendly, healthy relationship, you can't establish if there's no respect from both. See, respect, mutual respect is a two-way street. Give, you get, you give. Both ways, that's how it goes. And we don't have to go far. We look at the most perfect lifestyle of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and we'll find how his communication was with Sahaba, with his family members. Look at the Queen of Jannah, Lady Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha. When she would visit him, what he would do? Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He would stand. And when he would visit her, she would stand for him. That's a mutual respect. That either one are going to the other's house, but still they're standing out of respect and making them sit where they were sitting. So these are ways that a person can show respect verbally, through action, or talking good about the person in their absence. Just like how, if each person had this mindset that I must be the first to give respect, like that, if everybody had, if we all had this mindset that, you know what, how can I fulfill the right of that person? Not, you know, my rights are being violated, or I want my rights to be fulfilled. How about if we change the mindset and each person in the household says that, how can I do better to fulfill the next person's right? If everybody had this mindset, everybody's rights will be fulfilled. And the home will be Medina, Medina.
You don't have to demand.
There's no demanding then.
It's already fulfilled before you ask.
Yes, because as in that beautiful narration, that, you know, I want my brother to benefit more than me. This should be the mindset in each individual's mind, that I want my fellow Muslim, I want my fellow family members to get better than me. And the reality is, every parent out there, they want to see their children better than themselves.
True.
Whether from an economic standpoint or self-development, knowledge, whatever, studies, etc. They want to see that their child must be better than them. So how about we have this mindset also, that part of mutual respect, understanding, love, appreciation, that what can I do better to fulfill the rights of other people?
Subhanallah. And Sayyidi, and the more we learn these beautiful teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the better our situation will get.
Absolutely.
When it comes to teaching our children respect and Islamic manners, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that it is better for a person to teach his children manners than to give one sa, approximately 4 kilograms of grain, in charity.
Allahu Akbar, Allah.
So on one hand, teaching them good manners. On the other hand, you're giving 4 kilo of grain in charity.
Subhanallah.
And that good manners, teaching them good manners is better than that. Allah, which doesn't cost you anything.
Jee.
If we haven't given our children the proper upbringing, then we are at loss. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also said that no father gave anything to his child better than good manners.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So these are the Islamic values, the values of mutual respect. Love and respect one another. Create harmony at home. Make your home a peaceful abode by bringing in the values, the Islamic values of Quranic teaching, the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, instead of following the celebrities. You know, Sayyidi, nowadays it's actually something that is trending on social media. how much can you show off? How much can you boast? How much can you put others down? There's like a sort of competition going on.
Yeah.
Wrestling competitions, you will see that each person would be talking, putting the other person down and insulting one another. And people watch with so much of passion. Wow. I mean, if this is what we are learning from the celebrities, then we better need to change those celebrities, replace them with those true celebrities, subhanAllah, that were accepted in the court of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Celebrities are not people, they're not even the last people to learn from. If you even look at their own lives, their lives are in shambles. The vast majority of them, number one, their marriages don't last. That's a fact. Today they're married, next month they're married to somebody else. In 1 year, they'll marry two to three different people. So their marriages don't last. And you think, how come? If these people are loaded with money and they have fame and connections and contacts, how come they can't maintain their relationship with their spouse?
Sure.
And the relationship with their kids, that's another topic of discussion. Many of them are alcoholics, drug addicts. Many of them can't sleep at night. They're on antidepressants. So you want to learn from that? If you want to learn from that, that's your choice. The route they're going down, you're going to go down that route. Respect and courtesy doesn't cost nothing, but pays a lot. It pays a lot. You can lose everything, Huzur. Your wealth, your home, your everything. But one thing don't lose is your respect. Because that will keep your dignity, your honor. It will keep it alive, your respect, even if you lost everything else.
Alhamdulillah. So dear viewers, yes. And this was the beautiful advice for you from our Muballigh Maulana Nashad Madani, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us all tawfiq to act upon these Madani pearls, to act upon these beautiful teachings of the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the ways of our pious predecessors, and inshallah Azza wa Jal make our home, our own personalities, our relationships, inshallah Azza wa Jal, peaceful. And we are all seeking for peace. Today, more than ever, people are seeking for peace. They want peace in their lives. But the actions say otherwise. Let's inshallah back our desire of having peace in this world and in the next world by our actions. And that will make all the difference. And whom do we need to follow? Look no further than the teachings of the Holy Quran, the teachings of the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the ways and the methodology of our pious predecessors. Inshallah, sir, until next time. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In the tapestry of Islamic life, dimensions unfold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold. In these sacred teachings, hearts find peace and gold.